When was the last time a hotel made you feel something? I want you to think about this because creating emotions you can remember is something hospitality has an incredible opportunity to do, but unfortunately, it's not that common, even among the most beautiful, luxurious hotels. Today, I want you to learn what an MTV producer turned director of wellness programming, Susie Arnett, learned from unboxing an iPhone that can guide the way that you design moments to delight your guests.
Hospitality.
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 Hospitality brings people together.
This is Hospitality Daily, the show that helps you stay informed and inspired each day by the most interesting people in hospitality. My name is Josiah McKenzie, and my goal is to help you reconnect with why you work in this industry and get fired up to go out there, delight others, and reach your goals. Let's get started.
I ran across this article about unboxing the iPhone, and I was like, oh my God, it just was like when you open that door to the room for the first time, that amazing aha moment. And either it's so great or you're so disappointed, right? It's such an important moment. And how do we package that door? How do we package that moment? And it was really fun to think about. A lot of what's in that article comes from a lot of ideas in embodied cognition, right? Because that's what I think a lot of the product design, the weight of the box and the heaviness of the materials. This is when our brains feel these things, then we really make value judgments about what we're doing. And so I thought, God, if we could control this completely, if we could spend the time and effort on that door the way the iPhone people on that box, what would that feel like? What would be the feeling of opening that door? What would be the sound of opening that door? What would be the smell? What would be the first thing I see when that door opens? And yeah, it was just great to think about how to really up-level that. Nobody thinks about that, right?
I love how you're thinking about it from the very first moment, just even the door, the entrance, right? There's so many components, obviously, to a hotel or resort room. What are some of the ones that you think might have the biggest opportunity to have the most emotional impact as you think about all the things in a room?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I think it depends on the person. I always go straight to the bathroom. I want to see the tub. I want to see the products. I want to see what's in here. And some people just jump on the bed. They just want to lay on the bed and feel how that feels. And some go to the window. They want to look outside and see the view. And so I think it really depends, but I think they can all be optimized for this wow moment. And in luxury hospitality, of course, these rooms are gorgeous, right? With amazing views and amazing products and wonderful stuff in the mini fridge and beautiful bedding and all of it. But that thing that takes your breath away, that delight, the surprise and delight, what is that? Is it a special treat on the table as you come in? Is there a drink? Is there a note? Are there flowers? Or is there a basket? Is there something extra, I think? And we can't obviously do this for all of our rooms, but I think it's a great exercise because in a way, there's almost no guest touch point that's too small. Again, we're not going to leverage every single one, but we have the ones that we look at. We look at our check-in, we look at our check-out, but maybe there's other moments in between that we haven't really thought about as much that could be optimized too.
It's a really powerful concept, and I want our listeners to be thinking about what this looks like within the context of their brand, their property. Great hospitality providers know that every touch point matters a lot, so they spend a lot of time making sure that each interaction better serves their guests and makes life easier for their teams. If you'd like to operate this way, I suggest you check out Sojourn. They've built a reputation as the market leader in helping hotels and resorts earn direct bookings through digital advertising over the years. And more recently, they've expanded into offering a complete suite of guest experience solutions, including an AI smart concierge, reputation manager, and guest marketing suite. I've been working with Sojourn for years now, and everything from the way their technology is built to the talented experts they have on staff makes it no surprise that when I talk with people about technology, Sojourn comes up again and again. Hospitality providers love them. If you'd like to learn more about how Sojourn can help you better engage your guests and drive more profitable direct bookings, visit Sojourn.com. That's Sojourn.com. Before we go, I want to let you know about a few more things. First, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite app to stay inspired each day by actionable insights from the most interesting people in hospitality. Second, I've started sharing videos and photos from the stories on this show on Instagram and YouTube. So if you'd like to see those or watch along, I encourage you to follow Hospitality Daily there so we can stay in touch. Third, if you'd like to listen to more conversations like the one you just heard, visit this podcast website at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. I've spent a lot of time building out this website because I want to make it really easy for you to listen to the topics and guests that you are interested in, whether that's culture and leadership or operations or technology or something else. Browse and search the entire library of more than 400 episodes for some of the top leaders and innovators in hospitality at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com to get ideas for delighting the people around you and reaching your business and career goals. I produce this podcast each day and give it away for free because I want us all to learn and grow together. If you enjoyed today's episode, I just have one favor to ask. Please take a moment to text or email this episode to a friend or colleague who might appreciate it as well. They'll be grateful to hear from you and what we covered in the show can help them, as I hope it helped you today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you here tomorrow.